Welcome, everyone, to the Hecate's Doorway podcast.
Welcome back. I'm being much better now.
Yeah, I haven't heard you fucking cough your lungs out yet.
I know, right?
Yay!
I'm not dying yet, bitches.
Not yet. All right. Well, today is, I'm still not entirely sure what I'm going to call these. I've been calling them easy listening episodes.
Yeah.
It's the best thing I could come up with because all the other good titles have been stolen.
Oof.
But, yeah, today's not a normal episode. We're just going to be going over some stuff, mostly stuff that I left out of last episode just because I thought it would make it too convoluted.
Yeah.
So we got,
and going over some other stuff that we have since been kind of solved since the last couple episodes.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the trial that comes with that man who shot that guy with the Hammersmith ghost case.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about something called the London Monster, which came before the Hammersmith ghost.
Ooh.
And we're going to talk about the updates for the Boy in the Box case.
What's the updates on today's morning weather forecast?
Today's weather is, it's raining blood.
Actually, it was raining earlier when I was going in here. But then it stopped as soon as I got quarter of the way into town.
It's because it's the end of the world!
Yeah. Oh,
my. Nail!
Nail, take his coat.
Nail, don't take his coat. All right, so we'll start with the, so y'all remember we were talking about the officer, Francis Smith, who saw the bricklayer and he shot him because he thought he was a ghost? So there was a trial for that, and the way that went was, basically, the jury found him guilty of manslaughter, not murder, because they, I can't remember exactly how they put it, but they didn't think that he was set out to murder someone. They thought, you know, he thought that that was a ghost, and they shot him because he was scared. For some reason, the judge was like, no, we're not doing that. It's either he's innocent or he's guilty of murder. I don't know why, but he's like, no, we're not playing this pussy-ass manslaughter shit.
Oh, because the judge knew. He's like, no, he was out there to shoot someone.
So they go back, and they find him guilty of murder, and he was gonna hang. And for some reason, it was either that judge or one of the other judges, because there's, like, you know, multiple judges, was like, you know what, actually, I'm gonna take this to the king. So they take it to the king, and let me be factual here. Let me find out which king it was, because fuck if I remember which inbred motherfucker it was.
King Louis III. Nah. No, that was this way after him. In the meantime, what have y'all been up to? Any fun stories? Any hauntings? Any possible stalkings y'all might have encountered?
Yeah, you guys stalking people? Be safe out there?
Maybe. You know what I do in my downtime.
I don't write down what king it was. But whatever king it was, decided that, you know what? Just give him a year probation. Yeah, that's basically what I left out of that one. I left out some stuff from some of just that extra stuff. Just because the reason I put the Hammersmith ghost thing in there, and I'm betting the same reason most of the sources that I looked into for Springheel Jack put this Hammersmith ghost in there, was just kind of to posit that Londoners have been freaking out about supernatural things attacking him for a long fucking time. You know, Springheel Jack wasn't the first.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, be careful you land to your homes, because I found out, but I guess other people knew. The BTK was also working in the ADT department.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful.
That's how he picked his victims.
Yep.
And then he wrote poems.
Shitty poems.
Oh, Anna, why didn't you appear?
Because fuck you.
No, because you're a fucking loser, dude.
Yep.
All right. So, next, let's talk a little bit about the London Monster. So, this was a case that I both thought about doing by itself, but it was not very big, not a lot to it, so I decided to scrap it for something else.
Yeah.
And then I thought about including it in Springheel Jack as well, because it strangely fits in, but I just thought including two things that weren't Springheel Jack in the episode would just be too much, so I didn't put it in there. But basically, what the London Monster was, so it's not a monster, it's not a creature, this was apparently some person who attacked women in London between 1788 and 1790. So, yeah. Quite a while before even the Hammersmith Ghost was around. But his particular method of attack, it was always women, and he loved to poke them and stab them with, like, knives.
Ouch. Poking, stabbing.
Poking and stabbing. According to most of the victims, and I'm sorry I'm laughing about this, but it's fucking hilarious. They described him as a large man that followed them who shouted obscenities. So he was probably drunk. And then when he approached them, he would stab them in their butts.
What?
Yep.
Hey, get back here, you fucking bitch. Hey, bitch, get over here, bitch. Oh, I got you now. Stabbed you in your butt.
Is it like a full-on stabbing, or did it just like
no, they described it as, what was their word for it? Pickerism, which means poking, I think.
Did he use a dick?
He used a knife.
Oh, okay.
Knife, pin, or needle. So like little, needle. Just a little, boop, boop, boop. Oh, I got you in your butt. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? I don't know why he's Australian, but he's Australian. So some reports also said that he would ask them to smell a fake flower he had on him. And much like the other two cases we talked about, the Hammersmith Ghost and especially Spring Hill Jack, he would always be gone by the time anyone came to help.
Yeah.
And most of the victims were found with their clothes torn, much like Mr. Horny Spring Hill Jack. So I thought it was interesting. Like, there's a little more to it, but it's basically at this point, after that, it's just that happens for about 2 years.
Yeah.
People panic, and then they can't find him. So I thought it would be like, I didn't want to put it in just because it would be a little too much, but
I get it. It's so cool.
All right. I'll save the rest of that for if I put it in an episode, just because I don't want to spoil it all.
Fair enough.
Let's see. What else do we have to talk about?
The boy in the box.
That's right. So a little addendum to the episode that we covered. How long ago was that? Like a month ago or two?
About or two, some months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
So I'm sure. Actually, I'm not sure how wild this was, because I didn't find this out until I saw it on a fucking YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But for anyone who remembers what we covered about the boy in the box, for anyone who doesn't remember, boiled down, basically, a boy is found in a box on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Okay, what was it? Wasn't it like a dude saw the boy and then was like, didn't report to the cops because he was like spying on like college girls or something?
I think so, yeah.
Saying that he was like trapping rabbits or some dumb shit.
Some dumb stuff.
Oh, yeah, so a boy's found. No one can find out who the fuck he is or where he came from. They track down the box he came into, like, a boarding school, I think. But then that was a dead end.
Into a few houses, because it was, like, very specifically made. And only a few people bought it at the time.
From Sears.
Ooh.
Sears. That's probably the most relevant you've ever been.
In a very long time. I don't know if there even any stores.
There's like one I always see in one of the malls that just sells lawnmowers. What did they used to sell? Did they used to sell clothes and shit?
I think so, yeah.
I don't even remember.
There's the lawns I've been in series.
So, about that case, the identity of the boy has been discovered. His name is Joseph Augustus Zorelli.
Zorelli. How sure are we that that is an actual person?
It seems pretty legit. They discovered his identity through,
DNA?
Yeah, DNA.
Just a lot of 23andMe.
A lot of 23andMe. What I want to know is if they found out who he is, how do they not know where he came from?
Oh, the rest of his family.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't Sears. It was JCPenney.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, sorry, Sears. So what I want to find out, I'm sorry, I didn't like go into this as deep as I should have before we started this, is it doesn't make sense to me that they can find out who he is, but if they can find out who he is, shouldn't they also know, like, well, I mean, I guess if they know who his parents are, that doesn't mean that his parents did it. Should point to they probably did it, but Jesus fucking Christ.
mean, by now they're probably dead too.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, whoever did it's long dead. So the most important thing is to find out who he is. So yeah. That's that. Like, you can't bring anyone to justice, unfortunately.
True. Statute of limitations has gone way out the window at that point.
Oh yeah, unless you're gonna dig up the corpse. You're wanted for murder, you fucking bag of bones. Just drag a fucking skeleton out.
You still have two.
Stop resisting!
You still have three life sentences. So come back again. Serve two more. Did you hear about that police department that got caught?
The orgy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
It's like, oh shit.
Bruh, like, come on, that's, like, the best thing that can happen. That's the best news that's come out of any police department in, like, years. I'll take cop orgies over fucking mass cop shootings. Dude. I don't care if you're all fucking blow-banging one of the cops, man. At least they're probably all chill when they leave to do their patrols. They're all nutted out.
You know what's funny, though?
What?
Did you hear about the... So you know the girl's married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what the husband's planning on doing?
What? Joining?
Supporting her. And working through this misstep in their marriage.
You know, the only thing that I don't like about all these reports is it's like, why is it all on the chick?
Yeah.
Like, they're all doing it.
Yeah, the guys have this one.
They're all like, oh, look at this chick sucking all these cop dicks. Like, bruh, they're all doing it too. Are any of them married? Probably.
Yeah.
Why is it all about her? Come on.
It's not just her. It's all of them.
You know, it's probably all those fucking douchey goddamn, like, alpha bro podcasts. Like, this is what's wrong. If she was at home knitting, this wouldn't have happened.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and if you weren't a fucking douchebag, maybe you'd have a relationship that lasts longer than fucking 2 days.
Oof.
But that's just me. Goddamn alpha bros, dude.
Yeah, that happened. It's like, hey, want to hear some juicy news?
You want some... juicy news. Juicy. It's juicy, just like these bitcoins. They're juicy.
Not the bitcoins.
Oh, man.
Not the bitcoins.
We're going to do a whole episode on why cryptocurrency is a fucking scam.
Because everyone that signed up is losing money for the most part. Only a few people aren't.
Everyone else is, though. Why would anyone sign up for this shit by now? Like, I don't get it. After all of these fucking things, why are people like, oh, new crypto coin? Yeah. Let me dump $1,500 in it. What's the worst that could happen? I lost my money! Bro.
Yep.
How dumb are you? Almost as dumb as people that buy NFTs. Bro, you want to see my shitty fucking profile picture that I don't own? I'm renting it, basically.
Speaking of NFTs, you're gonna look at our new NFT on the website.
Yeah, we got NFTs too. Look at our NFTs. They're not NFTs because we're not fucking stupid.
Brenna?
What?
The fuck's an NFT stand for?
Fuck if I know.
I still can't figure that out.
I don't care enough to find out. I just get pissed off every time I try to do our shit on Twitter and I see like all the goddamn NFT profiles.
Alright.
It's like, bruh, get that shit out of my face. So, side tangent over.
Yay.
Well, I mean, I guess it's actually pretty much the end of that. A little more they find out about him is that he was born on January 13th, 1953.
Nice.
So, he was 4 years old when they found him.
Oof.
A lot younger than they thought at first. I think they thought he was like 8 or something. Which is really fucking depressing. Only 4. No, you're right, they were able to find it because a cousin of his uploaded his DNA to a public database, which means, like, Ancestry or 23andMe.
Nice.
The mother of that cousin was encouraged to do the same, because apparently they found out that she was a first cousin to Zarelli.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, so they did find his parents, but I guess they're just not saying it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Well, I mean, I guess they would have to. They find out what his last name is.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe he was an orphan. Or maybe they're just like, it doesn't matter if they did it or not because everyone's dead at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that, again, what are you going to do if everyone who did it's dead? You know, you can't be like, yo, your fucking great-grandpa murdered this guy. Get over here, you fucking asshole. You gotta pay the dues.
You're gonna get a psychic, figure out who's reincarnated, and make him do it.
That's what they're gonna do. Oh, it's blurry. I need more money. I need more. Thank you. Oh, the picture's coming in clearer now. He's riding a donkey.
Yep.
Can we just never ask a psychic anything ever again because they're all fucking bullshit? There's no such goddamn thing.
No.
There's literally not. I don't give a shit who the fuck you are. There's no such thing as a psychic. Go fuck yourself.
Excuse me?
Prove me wrong.
Excuse me?
Yeah, excuse you.
Fuck you.
So yeah, no more psychics, please. Get these psychics out of my fucking face.
Never. Okay, so.
Yeah?
I don't know if you know this. I'm just covering because we're kind of covering some recent topics.
Yeah.
Have you heard about what Wizard of the Coast is doing?
Wizard of the Coast?
Yes.
Who's that?
They're the ones that own the rights to Magic the Gathering, D&D, and stuff like that.
No, I haven't heard any of that.
So, in all their infinite wisdom and glory, they have decided, because they used to, you know how they have this all these D&D podcasts and YouTube channels and whatnot?
Like, oh,
Critical
yeah.
Role in them?
Yeah.
And they could do their own stuff and make their own shit?
No, I don't like where this is going.
Because they had, Wizard of the Coast had an open license? Yeah.
Okay.
Can use their shit however they want.
Are they turning into Nintendo?
Basically.
Oh, bro, come on.
They have now said that anyone that makes over 75,000 or so, after that point, if you make that or more, they will immediately take some money out of that as royalty.
Aren't they doing, like, really good? Like, this is probably the most popular their stuff's been since, like, the 80s, isn't
they're
it?
Kinda, but they're also tanking a little bit. Well, but I mean, only by a bit.
Everything goes up and down, though.
Yeah, but they're getting a point where, like, oh, shit. The higher-ups are losing money. They need to make more money.
Why do they...
God. And now, so many people have actually canceled their D&D subscription online that it actually crashed the page. Because so many people did at one time. They're like, ooh.
What I don't understand is, how do these companies not foresee this coming? Like when Netflix is like, oh, we're gonna have tiers, we're gonna put ads in, and you can only have this, and then people start exiting Netflix. They're like, how do you not see this? Man. How do you not see you coming out saying something super greedy? How do you think it's not gonna lose you?
You think they're all learning from EA's mistakes?
EA, Netflix, Nintendo. I mean, I guess Nintendo's done it so long, no one's like left. But I mean,
yeah.
Well, when they did that, fucking.
They're not doing that as bad though.
No, people just have a lot of gripes about it.
True.
But yeah, you think when they see this shit, they'd be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be like the physical incarceration of Mr. Fucking Krabs.
Because in the end, they're gonna lose way more than originally.
You're gonna lose so much more. So we got some stuff in the works, I guess. Obviously I talked about those Victorian ones. I kind of want to do more history, you know?
Yeah,
history is a lot of fun. I want to do some more history. I thought about doing like Greek, Roman shit, just because that's just so interesting to me.
Yeah, too.
I'll bring that. You should look into some more Japanese shit so you can bring your weeb side into this. That's about it. One thing I want to add to this, obviously this is probably the worst episode to announce this, but this is basically like our first of a new series episode, so it's going to be a little scrambled. But we got regulars.
Hopefully.
Oh, we do actually.
Really?
Oh yeah, we got like a good amount.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Appreciate you.
One thing I want us to try to start doing, probably on these, this will either be a every other week or once a month kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just because there's not, like, enough. And I don't want to start, like, leaving stuff out of episodes that should be in an episode just to put in one of these. But every now and then there's, like, stuff that, like, I want to include in episodes that's going to make it too convoluted.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to do, one segment I'd like to do in these is, like listener email kind of things. Like, whatever you want to say. Like, you want to leave comments, you want to add to something.
You want to tell us to fuck off.
You want to tell us to do something, but like I want to start doing that. Like, so our email's always in there.
Yeah.
So be highly encouraged to send us anything. For now, since we're not like a huge podcast, we can basically read all of them.
Yeah, true.
So
if we get any,
I got a few, sporadically. A long time ago, I think we might, I don't remember if we announced it on our show or not, but we got an email from someone who said that they were going to go to the Cecil Hotel.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I don't think they went yet. They said it was going to be like a year or two before they went.
Okay.
But they would email us again when they went if they found anything. Either they already went and they didn't find anything, and they're like, well, I'm not going to tell them I didn't find anything.
Yeah.
Or they just haven't gone yet. You got that one from that one guy said our intro was too long.
Let it go.
Never!
You know what else is too long?
What?
My life.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we wouldn't be doing this.
Bad point.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do it in the afterlife.
If there is an afterlife.
Wouldn't it be funny? That would be the first afterlife podcast.
But, I mean, what if the Greeks were right? Wouldn't be no podcast in Tartarus. You'd be walking around and be like, man, this place kind of sucks.
I don't know. You could probably convince him to start a podcast and make it a bit more lively.
Hey, Hades. It'd be really cool if we, like, brought some microphones down here, dude.
I mean, Hades is pretty chill.
Fair point.
You might be able to convince him.
Fair point.
Bring him on as a guest every once in a while.
Hey, you wanna see Persephone more in half a year?
Yeah, that'd be a way to get them.
I can't promise anything. Actually, no, I probably shouldn't say that because then he'd be like, yo, you haven't left open your promise.
Yeah, though.
Yoinking these and you're pushing rocks up the hill for the rest of eternity.
Damn it.
So, yeah, don't promise him that.
No. Just try and convince him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think that's about it for now. All our shit's, like always, in the show notes. I found a way to permanently just put it all in there so it just always pops up with links and shit now. Yeah, I think that's about it. Before we just turn this into too long of a rambling thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, this will be a semi-regular thing. We'll find a way to structure it better in the future. Probably next time we do it, I'll probably like have a layout, and then from there we'll follow the layout. This time it was just kind of like a let's just record and see what happens. It's gonna be a hell to edit. I guess that's about it for now. So
Alright, people. Thank you all for coming and listening. If you stuck so far, bye.